great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. You know, a recent UW-Madison study showed that yoga classes decreased falls in older adults. And we're going to be talking about that study today, and we're going to be talking about yoga and how you can find a yoga instructor that is just right for you. Our guest is Andrea Russell. She's been practicing yoga and meditation since 1996, teaching since 2000. She's the assistant director and a lead instructor for Alignment Yoga's teacher training programs. So great to have her along today. And certainly, if you have questions for her, maybe you've been looking for a yoga instructor and haven't found one that may be just right for you, or maybe you want to know some more about yoga, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. We would certainly love to hear from you. And Andrea Russell, welcome.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Well, it's great to have you with us. I'm not a yoga guy. I have never been a yoga guy, but a friend of mine who golfs like I golf took up yoga and turned out to be a good thing for him. His golf game improved.
Absolutely. My father was actually an avid golfer, and he used to do private one-on-one lessons with me in yoga to try to improve his golf game, and he felt it certainly did.
Well, enough about me and my needs. Let's go, as a golfer, let's go back to the UW-Madison study that zeroed in on older adults. Tell us, now this is not a study you were involved in directly, but you're familiar with the results.
I am. It's really fantastic. The University of Wisconsin teamed up with a physical therapist in Platteville and also a yoga instructor in Belleville, and they conducted a study over a period of time with adults that were 65 and older. And as we know that folks in the 65 and older are at a greater risk for falling, and so they conducted a study where people came and practiced yoga twice a week for 8 weeks, and they saw a 48% improvement in falls.
That's an amazing number. That's definitely statistically significant, I would think. Why does yoga help?
Well, yoga helps with increasing strength and flexibility and improving balance. A lot of people who are at risk of falling, there's a physical component, perhaps, tightness in the ankles, tightness in the hips, some instability around strength and flexibility. But there's also a mind component, a balance component as well. And yoga really helps with the physical aspect, giving someone tools to improve flexibility, improve balance, improve the gait pattern. But it also helps to work with concentration and confidence around balance as well.
And you mentioned in that particular study, the folks participated in yoga twice a week for 8 weeks. Is that about, how often do you need to practice yoga to have results like those?
You know, I do think that practicing once a week can bring about great benefit. And like anything, the more you practice, likely the more benefit you're going to have.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. You've been practicing yoga for a long time. What actually brought you to this form of exercise?
You know, originally I had a lower back injury that I sustained while I was working. And it was minor, but it was enough to send me into physical therapy and take me out of work for a short time. And the physical therapist prescribed yoga postures for me. And she really suggested that I look into local classes. And what I found through the physical therapy and taking group classes is if I practiced yoga regularly, my back didn't bother me. But when I would kind of get lazy and not go to class, then my back would start to bother me anymore. Or again, thank goodness that's no longer the problem. My back doesn't bother me, but I've also been doing yoga for a long time.
Yeah, you sure have. Well, if for those people who are like me who have never done yoga, what's a class like?
So most classes can vary, but most classes are going to have physical postures where you're working with strength and flexibility. They might be standing postures or seated postures. There's often an emphasis on breathing and meditation as well. And usually most classes end with relaxation.
And this is pretty similar, depending, it doesn't really make it, that's the general way that things are done?
That's going to be the general basics of a yoga class. However, there's going to be a great variety of intensity in a class, or maybe what the class focuses on, anything from something very gentle to very athletic.
And there are a lot of different types of yoga, are there not? I mean, talk a bit more about that.
So the general yoga that's practiced in the U.S. is usually considered hatha yoga, which is the yoga of physical practice. Most of the classes that you see offered are going to be physical yoga classes. And some classes are going to be very slow and very gentle in nature, maybe even therapeutic, or there's even, you know, chair yoga for those who need something that's more adaptable to injuries or fall concerns, let's say. But then there's also classes that are going to be more rigorous and athletic, vinyasa style yoga. It's hard to speak generally about the different styles because it's almost as if every single person has named a different style of yoga after themselves. But what we see is there's often a hatha yoga that's general stretching and strength and flexibility. Vinyasa yoga often is yoga that has a lot of flow to it. It has sun salutations, linking breath and movement together. And vinyasa yoga could be anything from gentle or very rigorous and vigorous. And then we have hot yoga as well. And power yoga. There's so many different styles. The style that I teach is considered alignment yoga. We focus a lot on anatomy and the biomechanics of the body. And there's often emphasis on, working with the 21st century body.
Talking today with Andrea Russell, who's been practicing yoga and meditation for a long, long time. She's the assistant director and a lead instructor for Alignment Yoga's teacher training programs. Great to have her along. And Judy, we'll get to you and Fort Atkinson in just a minute. What about you, though? If you have a question or comment for her, I hope you'll join in. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. You can email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Certainly love to hear from you. Well, now, here's me. I would be interested in taking yoga to maybe help improve my golf game. And my neighbor might be interested in something completely different. So how do you find an instructor that is best for you?
What a great question. I think a lot of the listeners maybe in many different areas, across the state.
Yeah.
And so one thing to think of is, if you're in the city, it's going to be really easy to find a yoga studio. Madison has probably close to 20 or 30 different yoga studios. But in the more rural areas, you might need to look at community centers or libraries. I know the YMCA has great yoga classes. Gyms often have classes. And then it's looking at the specific level of class that might be suitable for where you're at. So if you're a beginner, I would certainly look for a yoga basics class, an intro to yoga class, maybe a beginning yoga series that walks you step by step over a period of time. So those that are newer to yoga will want to look for classes that are more introductory. Otherwise, it'll be quite overwhelming. And then also taking into consideration if you have specific injuries or health concerns, you may want to think of a class that's more specifically tailored, like chair yoga or therapeutic yoga.
Okay.
If you feel like you need something that's more adaptable to, let's say, injuries or health concerns.
But even if you have an injury, you can still take those classes and participate. In fact, as your own experience is that it helped you.
Absolutely. In fact, I think it's just beneficial to let your yoga teacher know what injuries and health concerns you have so that they can ensure to help you move safely, maybe modify postures, adapt postures. And, you know, if you're not sure if a group yoga class is appropriate or a private yoga class is appropriate, you could always call the studio or email the instructor to find out if it's a good fit for you.
Let's take some calls now. Lots of callers online. Judy in Fort Atkinson, thanks a lot for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I've taken yoga over the years when I was in better shape, but now the spinal stenosis and the knees kind of are hindering me in taking a lot of the different yogas, and I just wondered what I would ask for in taking a class. There are some at the hospital and there are some at the library, but I cannot get on my knees, and my back is not as flexible as it used to be.
Yeah.
I think this is really common, Judy, especially for folks that have a concern from going from the floor to standing or back and forth, that people will often stay away from yoga because yoga does have some up and down. But there are a lot of classes that would be suitable for you. I would look for a chair yoga class or maybe a senior yoga class, because sometimes those classes are done, you know, near a wall or near a counter or with the chair, so that you're going to have more support. And it sounds like if you have some classes at the hospital near you, that might be a really great place to start.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. So even if you're in a chair, you're going to be helped.
Absolutely. And the chair yoga is really beneficial for folks that have a fall risk or struggle from transferring from standing to the floor without support.
Yeah, makes sense. Let's go to Greg in Fitchburg next. Greg, hello. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I encountered a herniated disc back in December of 18th of last year, and it was between L5 and S1. I was off work until July of this year, and I've been gradually working on my hours as of first I became full-time again. But I still have left ankle and foot numbness, and also my calf muscles on my left leg are maybe 60% as strong as on the right side. So I'm just wondering if yoga would help with this and prevent, you know, I don't know what happened before. It was came on gradually over about 12 or 20 hours. It wasn't just like a sudden suddenly moved somewhere and then, you know, I felt something. So I want to try and prevent this from happening in the future, and also wondering how I can recover from my current injury.
I would recommend you know, making sure with your physical therapy or your physical therapist that you're cleared for yoga and keep up with the physical therapy exercises that they've given you. And then a yoga class could definitely be beneficial. You might want to work, if you haven't been doing physical activity such as yoga, you may want to work one-on-one with someone just to see what your movement capabilities are, help you understand what will help you move safe. Maybe a private lesson or two would be beneficial, but also, there's a lot of skilled teachers in town that are teaching yoga classes that would be beneficial. For instance, at Mound Street Yoga, there's an intro to yoga class on Thursday nights that is suitable for folks that have injuries or health concerns. They move very slowly. So that would be a group class that would be good, but you might want to talk to the instructor to ensure that the classes are a good fit wherever you choose to go.
Sure. What's the typical cost of, and I imagine there's a whole range in terms of group lessons versus private lessons and so forth.
For the group classes, I would say that the general range for just a single drop-in class is between $15 and $20 a single class. But most studios have packages that can greatly reduce that cost, whether you're buying a 10-class pass, a 20-class pass. Some people, or some studios rather, have month-long memberships or year memberships, which makes yoga very affordable in a group setting. Now, private lessons can range anywhere from about $75 to $100 to work one-on-one with an instructor.
Okay. Greg, thanks again, and good luck. Appreciate your call. We have lots of callers online. The number to call for you, though, there is an open line at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. I'm Larry Mueller. Louisa DeVogel, our on-air producer, here on the Ideas Network. Coming up at 11:45, Wisconsin author Michael Perry will be with us to talk about his latest book, so stay with us for that. Right now, we're visiting about yoga and how you can find a yoga instructor with our guest, Andrea Russell, the assistant director and a lead instructor for Alignment Yoga's teacher training programs. Great to have her along. And again, thank you for listening. Skip in Milton has a question. Let's go there. Hi, Skip.
Hi, Larry. Great show. Andrea, I couldn't agree more about yoga benefiting us older people. I retired when I was 66 and a half, and that was about a year and a half ago. And soon after, I started a yoga class along with my wife, who also retired about the same time. It has done wonders for us. I had knee issues for several years, and I went into the yoga class cautiously, thinking, well, if this messes with my knees too much, I'll just drop out, you know, I'll back off or whatever. It didn't seem to bother my knees, and after about 5 or 6 weeks, I realized my knees were getting better. Now they're the best they've been in a number of years, and I'm more flexible than I've been in probably 25, 30 years.
And you're thinking, why the heck didn't I do this earlier?
Yeah, well, I wish I would have, but I'm so glad we're doing it now.
Sure.
And my wife, I had canoed with her for 40 years. We've done extensive canoe trips up in Canada and the Boundary Waters. And without a doubt, this spring trip that we took up in Canada, my wife was the strongest paddler she's been in the past 40 years. And I attribute that, and so does she, to yoga. That's the one thing that she's been doing differently. You know, we ski, we cross-country ski a lot. We're pretty active. But yoga really has made a difference, and I'm just so thrilled to be a yogi.
Well, Skip, thank you so much for calling. You probably get, I hope you get that kind of comment pretty often.
Absolutely. Yoga has a way of being able to increase people's functionality in everyday normal life. And it's great for cross training. You know, like Skip mentioned, he likes to cross country ski and canoe. And so yoga can help you be better at what you like to do, whether it's sport or play.
Thanks again for calling, Skip. Maddie in Black River Falls, it's your turn. Hi, Maddie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'd like to just say that yoga is just so important and has been quite important for me. Is when I signed up for a class a year ago, about 3-4 days before the class started, I took a tumble and dislocated my shoulder. But there I thought, nope, I've got to take this class and learn something so this doesn't happen again. And the benefits that are there, and it's just marvelous, and it's for all ages. I am also going to be doing chair yoga and try to keep flexible, because our bodies were made to move, and we have to keep moving one way or another, and do your stretching exercises and breathing. It all helps as I'm approaching that big 8-0 in a few days. I've got so much more to do over the next 20 years, I hope. But yoga will certainly be on my schedule. Like right now, talking with you, I'm up and down in the hallway doing heel-to-toe. That tightens up the calf muscles and my balance, and the hallway's narrow, so if I do kind of topple, I'm not going to fall anyway. But it all helps, and it's just something we've got to keep doing. And so happy for your program. That's going to help so many people, and just do moving.
Yeah. Maddie, thank you so much. Comment?
Well, I do agree with Maddie completely. If you don't use it, you lose it. So as we age, it's actually really important to keep moving. They have shown that yoga actually helps with bone density, because we do tend to lose bone density as we age. And yoga can help prevent bone density loss, and it can help keep you strong and flexible as you age.
Thank you again for calling. Laura in La Crescent, Minnesota, says she recently started at a new studio in La Crosse, Wisconsin, called Palm and Pine. She's finally found teachers who give gentle, constructive corrections to help you have your best practice while on the mat, and work to create an open, wholesome environment. The benefits of yoga have never been more apparent in her daily life. So a new studio in La Crosse, Palm and Pine, and she mentioned she found somebody who really, you know, works for her, and it got me thinking about teaching. And you teach the teachers. That's kind of your job. I mean, I'm sure you teach yoga too, but you teach the teachers.
Yeah, so there is a local teacher training program that I lead for Alignment Yoga here in town. But I also have a private practice at the Corey Arts Building, where I work one-on-one with people. Mm-hmm. And also I teach group classes at several different yoga studios here in town, Mound Street and Bliss Flow.
What's the instruction program like when you're teaching a teacher? So these are probably people who have done yoga a long time, I would think, and... Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's a range of people who come to the teacher training. Some people come to the yoga teacher training because they're interested in learning more about the practice for themselves as a personal growth experience. But we also get a lot of physical therapists or other people in caring and health fields that are wanting to use yoga with their patients. And then we have a lot of folks that take the teacher training because they want to teach in the studios, in the gyms, at the YMCA. And so we're giving people the skill set to become really exceptional teachers.
Oh, that's great. Mary in Park Falls, let's turn to you now. Hi, Mary. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks. It's great to be with you. I just kind of wanted to brag about our little town of about 2,400 people. We have 3 yoga classes a week. I think it's probably a vinyasa one, a hatha one, and we have the Soma yoga at the noon hour. And our classes are only $3.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's wonderful. And we have wonderful teachers, and they always tell us, just do what you can do, and because everybody's different. There's all different age groups, and everybody is always welcome, and our teachers are exceptional.
And that's in Park Falls. What's the name? Is there a specific name of the yoga?
No, we're at the library, and we Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 5:30, a noon, and a 5:00.
Wow. In Park Falls.
In Park Falls, yes.
Thank you very much for calling. And we can find yoga classes in a lot of communities.
Absolutely. In fact, a lot of the rural towns are opening up yoga studios. For instance, Monroe, Wisconsin, New Glarus, Wisconsin. There's a lot of studios that are showing up in the small town, so you don't have to live in the city to find a great yoga class.
Yeah. Thank you again, Mary. Appreciate it. Eric in Milwaukee, your turn. Hi, Eric.
Hi, and namaste. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to give a personal testimony and a little promotion to the Iyengar method of yoga, and just a general suggestion to those who are listening and wondering, well, where do I go to take yoga, or what are the different styles? And the Iyengar method, the teachers have to go through years and years of study with senior teachers before they're even allowed to lead a class It's internationally recognized as one of the most therapeutic and beneficial styles of yoga, and I highly recommend it for people who are just wondering where to start. Seek out an Iyengar teacher if you can, because there are, despite the wonderful benefits of yoga, not all yoga is the same, not all teachers are the same, but I highly recommend the Iyengar method.
Iyengar method. Andrea, do you want to talk about that method a little bit?
Sure. It's an alignment-based yoga that is named after BKS Iyengar, who's from southern India. And, of course, he's no longer with us, but he was very influential in establishing Iyengar yoga and bringing yoga to the masses, really, here in the States and abroad.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call. By the way, you can join in, too, if you have a question or comment or experience to share. The number is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or post on our Facebook page. Let's go to Steve in Lake Geneva next. Hi, Steve. Thank you for calling.
Yes, hi there. I'm just curious, what percentage of yoga instructors have physical therapy backgrounds, and is this something most people should look for, particularly those who are dealing with one or more physical challenges, and should they prioritize finding instructors affiliated with a particular hospital or medical group, or, you know, what's recommended in terms of selection process, that kind of thing?
Yeah, good questions. Thanks, Steve.
I think you can find really skilled yoga teachers that aren't also physical therapists. I mean, certainly it's a great benefit if you can find a physical therapist and a yoga teacher. They'll have, you know, two phenomenal skill sets to bring you. But I think even if you have a health concern or an injury, something that you're working with, there are yoga teachers that are very well trained and will be able to support you. You might need to do a little interviewing or find out if they have experience working with specific injuries. In the kind of training realm of yoga teachers, there's the 200-hour teacher training that most all teachers will have to go through. It's kind of the standard for learning the basics of leading a safe group class. And most people will be 200-hour registered teachers. And there's also 500-hour and 1,000-hour registered teachers. And what you'll find is often if somebody has the 500-hour or the 1,000-hour, they might have a little more expertise. They might even be a yoga therapist. So you may want to just do a little research, maybe email the teacher and find out if they have the skill set to work with the specific injury that you have. But there's a lot of great teachers out in the community that also don't have a health background.
All right. Thanks for that call. So 200 is kind of the standard basic instructor.
Absolutely. And I would look for that. I'd probably shy away from a teacher that just took one weekend seminar in yoga. I would look for somebody who has the 200-hour registered teacher training under their belt.
Linda in Milwaukee, thank you for calling.
Thank you. My question is, my husband and I do a lot of traveling, and I find it difficult to take any kind of a class in anything, really, that is and attend consistently. So I'm wondering if there are any good classes that would be, like, online or somehow a digital class that I could take with me wherever I go, and because I would really like to do yoga.
Absolutely. There are so many online classes that you can choose from. I think more than anything, just like in finding a group class that you might attend in your local community, it's about finding the class that meets your needs, both in skill set and in intensity. So you might have to do a little shopping around to find the class that's the right fit for you. But online, there's something called Yoga Glow. And Yoga Glow, I think it's a very inexpensive monthly fee that you would pay to download classes. And there's honestly dozens of other online resources as well. You do have to be a little bit more mindful with these online classes because you don't have somebody who's ensuring that you're moving safely, that's, you know, right there with you to support you. But if you travel a lot and you already have a yoga practice, that might be a really nice avenue to try.
For Linda, it might be maybe take a lesson or two from somebody, and that would get her on the right track, maybe, with...
Absolutely. In fact, she could take some group classes or meet privately one-on-one. And I have a lot of folks that I work with who practice regularly at home, and then maybe quarterly they touch in with me with a private one-on-one lesson to make sure things are going well. Wow. And to support their practice.
Great. That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling, Linda. Lawrence in Baraboo, your turn. Hi, Lawrence.
Hey. I know you're talking about yoga with older people, but I wanted to also mention a great opportunity. I know in the Milwaukee area and definitely here in Baraboo, there is a class specifically for kids where parents bring their kids and do kid yoga. It's called Kidding Around Yoga with Claire. And it's not always the most meditative atmosphere, but certainly good to get kids started and have parents learn calming techniques as well as just starting yoga.
Comment, Andrea, are you familiar with that particular class?
Absolutely. There are a lot of kids yoga classes, you know, in our community here and elsewhere. And I think it's so good to get children into yoga if they're interested, because it can give them really good self-regulation skills. So not only working with body coordination and proprioception, but it can help them with concentration and just emotional regulation as well.
Makes good sense.
The class focuses on that, like mindfulness and calming strategies, as well as just the physical aspect too. So it's a good mix of the two.
Yeah. Thanks, Lawrence. Appreciate it very much. I'm glad you brought that up. Diane and DePier, your turn. Hi, Diane.
Hello. I had you on speakerphone, so I had to quickly move.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say that I take yoga twice a week, and then I also take something that's Feldenkrais.
Yeah.
And it's a form of exercise where it's just like really small movements, and I found that to be very, very helpful for back pain. And the other thing I wanted to say about yoga was that I had been taking it, and we had one of those ice, you know how we have ice all the time up here? And I was walking across the lower level of our driveway, and I slid. And I believe if I hadn't just left yoga class, I probably would have broken something because I looked like I was tied up in a knot. And once I was able to, I crawled to safety, you know, where I could stand, and I was just fine. There was no problem at all. But I would encourage people who, you know, don't like that up and down business in yoga to look at Feldenkrais and see what, if that's for them. They offer it through the Bellen Hospital up here.
Oh, interesting. Feldenkrais?
You know, I've not practiced it before. It's another movement form, but I've heard wonderful things about it.
Yeah. Thanks again, Diane. Appreciate it. Jimmy in Wind Lake, your turn. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi. I was just curious. My wife and I, we homeschool our children, and we're looking for various PE activities that we can include in our children. And as I was listening to your show, sort of a light bulb went on, and I was thinking, what a wonderful way to include PE in homeschooling via yoga. And I was wondering, should we take some classes that we can do at home every day, or should maybe we include a field trip through the program like your previous caller talked about, with kids with yoga? And I just want my kids to experience it in an early form where it almost becomes a part of their lifestyle.
Yeah.
Signing up for a class might be a great way to get them interested in yoga, because a class, or let's say a series, might help them learn, and you as a family, the basics, you know, step-by-step learning the yoga practice. And then there are good books that are out there, both for children and adults. Scott Anderson, that's here in Madison, has the Alignment Yoga Beginning Practice Manual. That would be a suitable book for both children and adults. But there's a lot of other great resources out there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. Good idea. Appreciate your call. And Carol in Kenosha, it's your turn. Hi, Carol.
Hi. I have a wonderful small book that was published just last year. I believe it's pronounced Ikigai, I-K-I-G-A-I, The Japanese Secret to a Long and Happy Life. It is a fascinating book. Ikigai, according to the Japanese, everyone has an ikigai, a reason for living. And according to the Japanese village with the longest living people on record, it is the secret to, again, the key to a happier and longer life. And it goes into the history, the meaning behind yoga and Tai Chi and all of these. It's a beautiful little book. I would highly recommend it.
And it's titled again?
I-K-I-G-A-I.
Ikigai.
I've not heard of that, but it sounds wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Wow. You know, I'm just looking at our emails and so forth. June in Milwaukee says she started yoga in the 70s, and she's been doing it her whole life. She loves it, thinks it's an awesome way to stay active your whole life. She even started teaching her kids when they were 5 years old. So I think that's wonderful. Jessica on Facebook says she loves yoga but has severe dizziness no matter what class style she takes. She's tried different breathing techniques, eating, not eating, and is always hydrated. Any recommendations on a style or strategy to avoid that?
So she may want to try a style of yoga that doesn't have a lot of up and down. So I would probably stay away from, I mean, vinyasa yoga is a wonderful form of yoga, but for her, it may not be beneficial because of the up and down. Trying maybe a class that's gentle, such as hatha yoga, like a gentle hatha yoga class. Maybe starting with a chair yoga class that isn't going to have a lot of up and down, and starting there could be beneficial.
Oh, that makes good sense. And is there, what's your favorite website to go to for information on yoga? Do you have one? What about your own site?
Yeah, I can't think of a general site, but my own site is AndreaRussell.com. Mm-hmm.
AndreaRussell.com. Well, this has been a lot of fun, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today, Andrea.
Thank you for having me. It's been a great joy to speak with you and all your listeners.
Andrea Russell has been practicing yoga and meditation since 1996. She's been teaching since 2000, and she is the assistant director and a lead instructor for Alignment Yoga's teacher training program. Great to have her along. I'm betting that we'll be talking about yoga again with Andrea. It was great to have her along. Well, excuse me, coming up, Wisconsin author Michael Perry will be with us to talk about his latest book. So stay with us for that. I'm Larry Mueller here on the Ideas Network.